He is a boy who sings, who trills, warbles, and chants. He is a boy who sings like a bird. He is a boy who sings of days drowned under earth, of nights rendered into dawn. A boy who sings of the broken tomb of his father, who sings of his father. Who sings of the raging grief of his mother, who sings of his mother. He is a boy who sings. He is a boy who sings into pale faces that burn with the pride of their stiff, naked lips. He sings of a room, a table, a bowl, a chair. The bowl resting upon the chair, his body resting upon the table, his head resting, resting in the bowl, his lungs bursting as his face rests in the bowl of water. He sings of his tongue split and splintered to its dark red root. He sings of the soles of his feet. He sings of the soles of his feet that must not fall. He sings of the soles of his feet that fall and the sparks that lift them again. He is a boy. He is a boy who caws, who squeals, who brays, who sings his song, while hanging. Who sings his song while hanging from a hook. He is a boy that sings while hanging from his wrists, hanging from a hook, hooded and bound 21 days, 16 hours a day. He hangs and he sings like a bird. He is a boy who sings a song, who sings into a hole. A hole in the earth where he has been chained, chained for 30 days, for 100 days, for 200 days, for 300 days. He sings the cold muzzle slipped between young lips, teeth, and tongue. He sings of the shock, the shocks, and the urine and shock that flow after each shock, each new shock to his anus. He sings when the coals of Winston's and Camel's and Marlboro's burn small circular wounds along his arms. He sings shackled and draped, naked upon a table, as a boy from Georgia or Tennessee whispers, whispers. He sings of his fear, the fear of his young caught, caught in the sharp blades of his jailer's scissors. He sings of the blood of a young woman spread upon his chest as she whispers, whispers desecration into the warmth of his ear. He sings of his interrogators, the interrogators whose sons and grandsons will come to beat him in their turn. He sings the song of a slow turning wheel, turning without end. As he crawls to his cot in a cage 6 feet by 12, open to the rain, open to the wind, open to the night, open to the screech of the gulls that wheel above that do not know and do not care, he sings. 400 days, 500 days, 600 days. He sings of Canada. Oh, Canada, the maple leaves and the dark eyes of his sister. He sings of a merciful and a vengeful God. He sings of a martyr's victory. He sins like a bird in a butcher's fist. He sins as the butcher's red fists beat his song into the sand. He sins of the implacable sand and of the red specked breath that flies from countless round pink holes into eternity, eternity that holds his song in the teeth of its metal flames. 800 days, 900 days, 1,000 days, 1,200 days. He is now 17 years old. He too fears the fire. He too fears the end, and that there will be no end. He sings of his cup, his blanket, his holy book. A song of three emaciated comforts. In a cage, a boy sings his song, a song without end, without voice, a song stiff in silence. He sings, but we do not hear. He sings, but we cannot hear. In our silence, we cannot hear. Yet he sings. Yet he still sings. This boy who sings alone.